pronunciation. Yeah? So I don't know, should I just talk in English, or are we going to translate to French, German, Russian?
English is
English. Speak in English and just translate just to them.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So, where to begin? We're in this material world. We are here. Most people are here. Some people maybe they're someplace else, but if you're too much someplace else, then probably you belong in a mental hospital. Usually, most people say, "I'm in this room. You know, I'm a man. I'm a woman. You know, I'm adult, child." You know, so this is where most people start. But it's not satisfying. There's a nice story that once there was an eagle, and she had an egg, but it came out of the nest. Came out of the nest, and it rolled down the hill, and it came to a chicken yard, and there were chickens there. So they saw this egg, and they said, "Well, it's an egg. I guess we should sit on it." So they took turns sitting on the egg, and after some time it hatched, came open, and out came this little bird that looked like a kind of very big chicken, different kind of chicken. So anyway, the little baby eagle, he started doing what everybody else was doing, looking for worms and bugs and trash, like the chickens, like that. But as time passed by, he got bigger, right? He was bigger than all his brothers and sisters, and quite big, actually. And sometimes, when the eagles would fly by in the sky, right? And then he would look at them, and he would move his wings, and think, something is not quite right here. So, my background's in psychology, and many children actually think, these are not my parents, right? My parents are actually some prince or king or like that, you know. In many ways, it feels quite unnatural to be, you know, a part of this family, because really we have no relation. It's just like when you go to some, you're traveling on the train or the bus or the airplane. Sometime you're in a transit lounge, you're waiting for the train, you know, waiting for the airplane, and somebody's sitting next to you, and you talk a little bit to them, but you don't think, I'm going to have some kind of, you know, long relationship with them. So same way, these material bodies, you know, these material bodies are like just, you know, we come to some family, and then we have some relationships, and we try to pretend that it's, you know, deep, it's compatible. You know? But Indians kind of realize this. First you establish some kind of sane relationship, same economic, you know, standards, same horoscope, some interest. Okay, now we'll get married. Two families are compatible. Okay, we'll get married. You know? And then we'll fall in love. Right? We'll have, after we get married. But this modern idea, starting with the troubadours, first we're supposed to have some intense relationship, you know, which is celestial, eternal, like that, you know. But that doesn't work. You know, we don't find that in the material world. And so there's so much divorce because people are not happy. They're looking for something else, looking for something else, looking for something else. In the desert, the deer, right, he's so thirsty. He's walking with his friends and moving across the desert. There's just dry vegetation, maybe a little salty water. And he sees a very beautiful lake in the distance. He starts to run towards the lake with his friends, and they're running. And the lake is a little farther away, right? And they're running. You know, mirage. Mirage?
Yeah, she's disappointed.
Yeah. So, there is water, yeah, but where we're looking is not here. Yeah. These bodies are just, you know, bags of water, right? I had some background in physiology. If you take a knife, scalpel, and cut down here, could open the whole thing up, right? And there's, you know, long intestines, like that, you know, big intestines, you know. You have, you know, liver, pancreas, you know, for putting digestive juices in the thing. The kidneys then for, you know, purifying the water, concentrating it, okay. And cut these up, what do you got here? Got the lungs, like that. You know, for getting oxygen into the blood and getting carbon dioxide out. It's a very marvelous machine. Isn't it amazing that it all happened by chance? Maybe somebody designed this. And then there's a heart, you know, for moving the blood. It's, again, it's very sophisticated. One, actually, how many pumps in the heart?
Four
chambers.
Four chambers. No, per human.
Yeah, yeah. Two pumps.
Two.
One is for pumping through the lungs, and one is for pumping through the whole system like that. Well, then you go up here, you know, take the brain out, right? It's kind of like jello, like that. And that, of course, is so many different, you know, fine interactions of energy, electrical energy, or in Vedic perspective, prana, like that. And so, but where are we? Where am I? And in the heart, in the brain. There's a famous psychologist, Carl Jung, Swiss psychologist. He was an associate of Freud. He didn't like his ideas. Very intelligent. One time he was in the United States talking to the Hopi Indians. And they're a very famous tribal group for very well-developed, you know, psychological association, very peaceful people. Maybe 1931, 32. And then he's talking to them, and he says, you know, sometimes when I have different thoughts in my head, and they all look at him, look at each other, and they move away from him like that, you know. And he said, did I say something wrong? And they said, well, you said you have thoughts in your head. Only a madman has thoughts in his head. A sane man has thoughts in his heart. There's a poetess, a black lady in South Africa, and she says, a woman thinks with her belly. Right? A man, he thinks with his heart. And a white devil, yeah, a software engineer, he thinks with his head. So you see, different people, we identify with our bodies. Someone in the mode of ignorance, he just identifies with things, you know. He's like an animal. He smells something, he hears something, you know, something. He's unconscious of his psychological reactions. And you see, this person, what I do, how I move, what I say, that's, you know, just be careful. He doesn't think. This person doesn't think, he just reacts. So that's the mode, tamagun, the mode of ignorance. You know, senses, sense objects. In the mode of passion, you start to make plans. His cake is bigger than my cake. How can I get his cake? And it's all, you know, in the head. Manas, rajagun, passion. I'm not satisfied with the world the way God made it. I want it like this. And oh, I'm afraid of that. So past, future, they all start to be created. But in goodness, sattvagun, then I'm here. And I just see things as they are. I accept them. There are thoughts in my head. Okay. There are experiences in my senses. Okay. I'm happy. Let the river flow. You know, don't push the river. These kind of like conceptions of life, like that. Thoreau, he said, the wind that blows is all that anybody knows. Goodness. You know? But it's already demoniac because I have an independent knowledge potency. I can know independent of God. But I'm not, you know, exploiting that by making plans, by manipulating things. Okay, so it's a It's a good platform, you know, for understanding things, for getting out of this world. So if we even give up that, you know, Socrates gives the analogy of the cave. You know, people in the cave are watching all these, you know, puppets and shadows, and somebody wakes up and he realizes these are just shadows, right? There's a real world behind the shadows. So we're absorbed in this material world, and these are all just shadows of our real self. And if we become a little bit brave, we start to give up the shadows and reflections and look at each other really. And that's frightening. Yeah. What does my wife, what does my husband really think about me? What does my dog really think about me? You know, when he's licking me, what is he thinking? Maybe someday I could eat this guy, you know? So we have, you know, our mental life, we have our subconscious life, buddhi, intellectual life, and finally the soul, you know, in the real world. And that everything here is a reflection, you know? So we're based upon our insanity. You know, you give, the children want to cause some mischief in the kitchen, so you give them a little bowl with some water and something, and then they play, and okay, you know, they're satisfied with this. Like that. So Krishna gives us this reflection, you know, where we can try and be God, be the predominator, be the controller. Ishwara ham ham bogi siddham balavan suki. I'm the controller. I'm all powerful. Yes, this movie is all about me. Right? Of course, everybody's going around trying to, you know, do the same thing. It causes some problem for the director to try and have one movie about everybody. But in real life, everybody turns around, right? You know, and now instead of all these people, only one person. Krishna! Nice picture here. You can see that, I don't know. There's Krishna entering Dwarka. And there are sannyasis, there are prominent good citizens, you know, bringing gifts. There are courtesans, prostitutes. Everybody, according to their position in life, they're, you know, looking to Krishna, right? And he's so attractive, Krishna, all attractive. He's the most powerful. He's the most intelligent, right? He can understand what everybody thinks, what everybody knows, what everybody wants, like that. And he's the most rich, like that. All opulence. Everything is there. So he is completely capable of reciprocating with everybody, like that. But he's very intense. An example is given like the sun and the lotus flower, right? You know, the sun is a friend of the lotus flower. The lotus flower likes the sun. Yeah, the sun is shining as long as there's water in the lake. Yeah, but when there's no water in the lake, then it destroys the lotus flower. Yeah, because it's too hot. Yeah, there has to be water in the lake. If there's no water, then the sun becomes the enemy of the lotus and destroys it. Yeah, when there's water, okay. So Krishna is the sun, we are the lotus flower, and the guru, Balaram, Jesus Christ, Muhammad, is the lake. Because Krishna is just too powerful. You know, St. Francis talks about the same thing. That I have to go through Christ. You know, yeah. Well, we say Hare Krishna. What does Hare mean? You know Sanskrit. What does Hare mean? Shakti.
What is sometimes its meaning is take from me.
Hare.
Hare.
Hare
is the.
Yeah.
Take me.
But there, Hare is the vocative form of Hara and Hari. Hari means to take. Yeah. But Hara means Hara means Radha. Radha. Yeah. Sita. Yeah. Mary in Christian tradition. Compassionate feminine nature. You know? Because the father is too strict, you know, like that. So sometimes we talk to our mother. And she says, "What did you do?" Said, "Oh, you're a fool. What did you destroyed the car. Your father will kill you. Let me, after dinner we'll talk to him. Let me cook something," like that. You know? So we don't go to Krishna directly. We always go to Hara. You know? The same way, "O Mary, Mother of God, please be merciful to this fallen sinner. Pray to her at the time of death." Yeah, this is universal comprehension. You know? It doesn't matter whether you have Russian ice, whether you have, you know, French ice, you know, Spanish ice, Indian ice, when you apply heat, you get water. Water. You apply more heat, vapor. Yeah. So same way, everybody understands Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vas. Krishna, Balaram, Paramatma, you know, Radharani, Narada Muni, Jehovah, Jesus, Holy Spirit, Mary, Saint Francis. It's the same. Yeah, they're different. Different categories. Like that. Saint Francis is a very great saint, but he's a person like us. You know? Yeah. Mary is very compassionate, but her compassion is different than Jesus' compassion of Christ. Oh, there's so much to learn. Yeah. If chemistry is a science, if physics is a science, what to speak of theology? You know? Theology has to be the greatest science. Because it's so difficult, though, people don't know anything about it. So here, Krishna, Jehovah, the cause of everything, supreme person. He, according to our information, he appeared 5,000 years ago, right? This was like autumn season in the universe. Yeah, our lungs are going through cycles, our heart is going through cycles, our stomach is going through cycles. Yeah. The years are going through cycles, the days are going through cycles. The universe is going through cycles. Satya, actually Treta, Dwapara, Treta, and then Kali. Age of gold, age of silver, age of bronze, age of iron. And again, like that. Yeah. So at the end of the age of bronze, when there was Merlin the magician, Methuselah in the Bible, living 1,000 years, that time Krishna came. You know. And here's some descriptions like that, all over the world. And when he came, he had all the qualities which stimulate our love. He was beautiful, he was powerful, he was generous, he was artistic, he was surrounded by wonderful associates. But he said, "First you surrender, sarvadharman paritya ja, then you can appreciate that." So some people appreciate. But then 500 years ago, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who we're accepting as Krishna, but coming as a devotee, you know, to show us how to appreciate Krishna, like that. You know? How to appreciate Krishna's power, beauty, fame, like that. Is he asking anything? You surrender? No. Maybe you just try. You move your tongue, your jaw, you chant Hare Krishna. So, not very much like that. You know? And Nityananda is even more generous. You know? So he's coming and he's giving the greatest thing, the love of God. Love of God. It's greater even than liberation, greater than salvation. Right? It's to actually reawaken after salvation, the love of God. Reawaken it. We have it. Just have to wake it up. Wake it up. And somebody who has that, oh, that's the best association. There's so many literatures in India, right? Indologists count over 160,000 ancient Sanskrit texts. what does people other languages, architecture, medicine, mechanics, everything, all sciences are there, logic, you know, like that, all these things are there, software engineering, all these things, very, so sophisticated, far more sophisticated in the modern culture. Flying craft, metallurgy we still can't understand, batteries before Christ, all these things. And so out of these, there's one interesting text called the Hitopadesh. 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 It's stories. It's good, beneficial advice. And it's stories about how to live. And it's animal stories. Aesop's Fables. You know these? Aesop's Fables. Yeah, you can find many of them coming the same way. These are from Greece. So one time, the king of the deer is talking to the king of the turtles, and he says, this material world, this school, this mental hospital, this prison, is like a tree. And all the fruits are either bitter or poisonous, like that. They're not good, like that. Either they're bad tasting, or else actually they'll kill you. All the fruits. I'm working so hard to get an education so I can get a job, right? I'm hoping so much to get a good husband so I can have nice family, house. Oh, I want to get influence, power, so I can become the king or something. Oh, this, that, you know. But when we get it, oh, it was better to be a single girl. Oh, better to be brahmachari. Oh, it was better not to be the king. Oh. You know, yeah, it was better to be a fool, right? So all these fruits are bitter or poisonous, except for two things. The king of the deer says there's two fruits that are worthwhile. Poetry and the company of gentlemen. Poetry and the company of gentlemen. Well, we would say Krishna Katha and Sadhu Sangha. That's it, to find some people who are talking about God. In the Bible, so many different systems are given. In the Quran, so many different systems are given for different people at different levels. But, very clear, the best system is just to listen. Right? Listen from the self-realized soul. Every day, ask questions. And by that process, you can get free from all your sinful reactions, and you can wake up your real spiritual nature. Socrates. You know Socrates? Famous guy, right? Socrates. So the very last dialogue, when the poison is there, right? Now, it's called the Phaedo in English. Phaedon in Spanish. The Phaedo. It's the last dialogue. And he's there, and the jailkeeper brings the poison. And he says you have to drink a little bit, then walk around, and you'll start to become cold, and you'll leave your body. And he says, I'm very sorry to have to do this. I don't think you should be killed, but it's my job. Please forgive me. And Socrates says, no, it's part of my strategy. So he asks his disciples. He says, any questions? And they say, how can you be sure that you're not going to die? You know, that the soul is eternal? Because the problem is, Socrates is preaching morals, ethics, value. Live properly, because after you die, there'll be some reaction. And other people are preaching, no, just cheat, steal, borrow. Because when you die, it's finished. So they had a trial, and they said, oh, you're doing something bad, so you must die. Or promise to leave Athens and never come back. So they were expecting Socrates would say, I don't want to die, I'll go away. Finish with this guy. But he said, no, if I'm wrong, I should die. He said, you don't have to, just leave. I said, no. But, oh. It's because he was... Because if I go away, then I'm telling you that I don't believe what I'm saying. So I have to show you like that. He's a very deep, intense person. Prabhupada liked him very much. So they say, well, how can you be sure that, you know, you, when you die, there's going to be something else, and because you were a good person, you're going to get a good result, like that. And he says, well, just look at it practically. The body is gross, right? It's made of blood. No one likes to see blood. It's made of bones. It's made of fat. Made of, you know, all these gross things, water. But something very fine comes out. Music, architecture, you know, poetry, dress, ornaments, philosophy, logic. So that can't come from something gross. So there must be a soul, which is fine, which is causing this. And, it's the same argument. Now we say DNA, RNA, carbon, hydrogen, phosphorus, and these combine and produce, you know, poetry, religion, art, music. But philosopher Socrates would say, no, these are all gross. How is it they're getting better? Like that, by chance. And so can I take the poison? There must be a soul. And they say, well, wait a second. What about a violin? Right? It's made of gross things. Wood, glue, and intestines of a cat. And something very fine comes out. So it's the same argument, DNA, RNA, or wood, cat guts and string. Same argument. Things haven't changed. So Socrates said, oh, it's an interesting argument, but you're forgetting one element, or two actually. Well, what is that? The violin maker, right? The violin maker, right? He puts them all together like that. And the person who plays the violin. Oh, yeah. So they go back and forth like this, and he gives many very logical arguments which have become the basis of Western philosophy. And Prabhupada uses the same arguments like that, different things. Many, it's very nice. It's worth reading. Take your time to read the Phaedo, last dialogue of Socrates. Very nice. So he gives all these arguments. Then finally he says, okay, so, can I go? He said, I want to go. I said, this world's not nice. I want to go to a better world. And they say, okay, Socrates, in your presence, nobody can have any logical arguments. You've defeated all of our logical arguments. There's nobody who can stand against you in terms of logic. But just like little children, right? They're in somebody's strange house, they're visiting their aunt and uncle, and they go to bed in some strange room, and their mother shows them there's no monsters in the closet, there's no monsters under the bed. So she goes out and closes the door, and they're alone in a strange room, and they hear some noises, it's like you hear all the time. You think, oh, there are monsters under the bed. You pull your covers over your head. So they say, just like that, we're just like little children, who logically we can understand that the soul must exist, logically. But still we have doubts that, when we die, nothing is going to be there. And so Socrates says, yes, you cannot establish the absolute truth just by logic. You have to hear every day from a self-realized soul. Right? Same thing the Bhagavatam says. Satatam kirtayanto mam Bhagavad Gita. Tesam satatam yuktanam. Every day, you're hearing, asking questions, and you'll become self-realized. You'll see your personal relationship with Krishna like that. And at that point, it goes beyond sat-chit, comes to ananda, and that the soul is convinced. When you see Krishna and you play with him. One time, Prabhupada was traveling in Germany. He was in Munich or something, I don't know where. And devotees heard all this noise in his room. that, you know. And they went to the door, and there was more noise like that, you know. So they're knocking at the door. So finally, Prabhupada opened the door, and his glasses were on crooked, and his shirt was, you know, disarrayed, and the one chair was knocked over, the rug was in a different place, you know. So the devotees were looking, and they said, "Prabhupada, what happened?" And he said, "Oh, I was wrestling with Krishna." Yeah. The devotees were shocked. Then Prabhupada said, "And I won. Yo ganó. I won. I was victorious." So then, yeah, you know, someone says, "There is no God." Say, "Look, I wrestle with God." Like that. And there can be no doubts, because he's the center of everything. So all his doubts just disappear, because they're all, you see how everything is connected to him. And there's no time at that level. Immortality is just a reality. Like that. Now we're caught in this body, right? Some madman is coming to kill people with pink shirts, right? You know, I'm the only guy here with a problem. So what's the most intelligent thing I should do? A very powerful madman is coming to kill people with pink shirts. What should I do? Huh? Take off my shirt, yeah. But there's a problem, right? I'm attached to smoking. Got to give it up. You know? I'm attached to sports. Got to give it up. Attached to, you know, movie magazines and, you know, politics. You know, prestige as a musician. Dominating the opposite sex. You know, and then finally, pratyahara. We can withdraw like that. So all the yoga systems, all the religious systems, they talk about the same thing: ethics, you know, morality, introspection, meditation. Come out of the illusion. It doesn't cease to exist. The reflection still exists. The shadows still exist. But now they're just a game. I have to take care of my family, do these things. But it's just a game. It's just, yeah. I understand my position now. Yeah. And then I can start my real life. Wake up. You know, go back to my real life. Because everybody has a real life. You've just forgotten it. And Krishna's waiting for us to come back, you know, to play with us. You know, the whole game has stopped because we became absorbed in this mirror, you know, like that. So everybody's stopping, waiting for us to, But that's the whole material world. It's like one little mirror in the spiritual world. And most people aren't even concerned with it like that. But somehow or other, you know, rather than looking at Krishna. Krishna's also a mirror. When we do something, you know, Krishna looks at you, you know. Or Krishna's like, you know, yeah, you can see that sometime. The deity chanting something, you know. So he's a mirror, you know. But this mirror is, you know, for vanity. So this is a summary. You know. Here Narottam Das Thakur is feeling separation from these great personalities, Lord Chaitanya, Raghunath Das. You know. A very beautiful song like that, appreciating. And it becomes like that. You start to develop so much attachment, you know, for spiritual people, spiritual life, that the separation becomes, worse than death. Like that. So he wanted to leave his body too, but he had to do some work here. But finally then Krishna let him. And he left his body. He went into the Ganga. And his body just turned into milk. His body dissolved into milk. So there's no tomb for Narottam's body, because he didn't leave a body. Just a memorial like that. And all these people are there in India, Vrindavan, different tombs and different literature and songs. You know. So we can very easily go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then very easily go to Krishna. So, koi prashna hai? Aap Hindi bol raha hu. Algunas preguntas? Any questions? Comments?
Complaints?
Complaints?
He has a question.
Are you Bengali?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you already explained nicely everything.
So
already you start the question, when you explain actually, who am I? Already we explain, not the body. So
not the shirt.
something else, not the body, not something else. Yeah. It's something else.
And
to something else, that means like we can refer for that, like is the soul.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is just to, maybe I am talking about, is it his unique soul or something else?
Jivera Swarubhoin Nityada Krishna Dosh. Jivera Swarubhoin Nityada Krishna Das. Bangla Bhakna. Jivera Swarubhoin Hoin.
Nitya Krishna.
Yeah,
then who becomes
servant,
who becomes devoted to?
Or is, that's the swarup. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabu Naya Shravanadi Shude Chita Kareje Udaya. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema. Our nature, our perfect being is Krishna Prema. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Mamai Vangsa Jiva Luke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. So every Angsa, every Bhuta, Jiva, is Angsa. Angsa. Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall we cease to be. Like that. So Bhagavad Gita is talking about, you know, Paramatma and Jivatma. So we're all the same quality. You know, we're all one in quality. You know, everybody in America. I'm from America. Okay, everybody in America is a citizen. Yeah, but that doesn't mean George. So George Bush is a citizen. Therefore, I am George Bush. Everybody is godly. God is godly. Therefore, I am God. It's a little run on the Fortran like that. But this is the Buddha. He came at a time when people were exploiting the Vedas. They were distorting the Vedas, Buddha, you know, from selfish reason, to kill animals. So Buddha said ahimsa. Yeah. Purpose of Veda is self-realization, upadharma. You become serious about spiritual life, you don't hurt others like that. Yeah. What about this? What about that? No. Nothing about that. Shunyavad. So then Shankara came and he said, there is a reality. Nirvishesh. There is a reality. Some Buddhists say nihilism. There's nothing. This is, my family is false, my nation is false, my mind is false, the Buddha is false. Yeah, okay. So paranoia. Yeah. So, but then Shankara said, no, there is a reality. There is a reality. Yeah. Oh, what is it? Now, I'm not going to talk about that. Yeah. First off, calm down. So Nirvishesh. Then Madhva, Ramanuja, they present Dvaita, Shuddha Dvaita, Vashishta Dvaita. That reality is composed of different things. You and I are different. We're different than this world. We're different than God. And so there are dualities, varieties, you know, like that. Even in Christian tradition, many places, this is a big question. You know, what is our relationship with God? You know, do we have free will or not? You know, everything is already determined. I have no choice. You know, like that. No, and you have little free will. Yeah. And so you're responsible for your little things. Yeah, baby has some free will, right? Sometimes no, just can't control herself, right? Is this too much? She can't control herself. You know, you're not blaming her. She's a baby. Other times, though, you know, she knows she's being good and bad, and she can make some choice. even dog, you know. Sometimes he's being a good dog or a bad dog. Other times he's just a dog. You don't expect him to have high high moral character and you know, these things, you know. And, you know eat light, share his food, and you know, a dog, you know, share his food with others like that, you know. Yeah. So these, you know, yeah, each atma is different. Yeah. In some ways, but all the same quality. Yeah. Just like the fruits on a tree. Every fruit is different, it's not the same. You know? And it's not the same as the tree. You know? But they're not different, not separate. Yeah. If you take the fruit off, it's not alive anymore. Yeah. So we're connected to Krishna, yeah, but we're not the same. Yeah? Yeah? Yeah?
So when linked with Krishna, that is real thing. When linked with Krishna, that is real thing.
Yeah.
When it is out of the Krishna, that is Maya, that is false illusion.
Yeah. Not happy.
Never be satisfied.
Take a fish out of water. You can offer him nice cigar, nice cognac, television. Yeah. He wants to go back in the water. Yeah. So we're always unhappy. You know? So we go from so many bodies then, looking this body, that body. In material consciousness, there's no happy marriage. Me Tarzan, you Jane, him Cheetah. You know, this is the woo, Tarzan, Jane, Akbar and somebody. Napoleon, Bonaparte, Caesar, Cleopatra, Romeo, Juliet. They're all unhappy stories, every single one of them. The boy loves girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl, and they live happily ever after. But they don't talk about that, what happened.
Maybe timing, a short timing, maybe something else, but...
Yeah, passion, Rajagun.
Yeah.
Thinking, oh, maybe. Yeah. But, you know, there is a Tarzan. There is a Jane, Radha and Krishna. And they're happy. And we help. You know, we adjust the lights, you know, like that. Put the lights and, you know, clean the dance floor and, you know, help Radharani, you know, Lalita, Vishaka, her friends. And, this is... We're all Cheetah, right? Yeah. And that's the conception. So try it. Yeah, try it.
Is it good? Is it
great? Okay. Then try it some more. Yeah. And we go higher. Yeah. We do the experiment higher and higher. Yeah. Yes, sir. A five-finger one.
Can you somehow explain this about free will? Because I hear sometimes that there is this free will, but after when I see numerology or this astrology, it's everything is already written.
Yeah.
So
one devotee, he's an astrologer. Maybe about 15 years ago, more than that, 20 years ago, he was doing, you know, a chart for one of the girls in the temple like that, not married, you know, like 18 years old or something. And he told me, he said her chart's very intense. You know. He told her about 3 years from now is, you know, Venus, you know, it's just like, yeah, I don't see how you're going to avoid becoming pregnant outside of marriage. That you have this karma, but you did something, you know, you did something to somebody else, and it's so intense. And even though you know now it's going to happen, you're going to have this danger, you know, you're ready. I'm not going to get, you know, exploited like that. Yeah. Oh! It's just the karma is so strong. And I really, you know, maybe you can avoid it, but honestly speaking, I don't think you're going to be able to avoid it. And, okay, so don't be surprised, you know. But then, there's a strong impetus to have an abortion. Mars, Saturn, like that. That's optional. Don't do it. So that's karma. And the more of ignorance, Baba, you got the body. You're not getting off until you're dead. You know, you're not going to become a woman, right? You sure? Yeah? Are you willing to risk your life on it? It's, yeah, I would. I'm not going to become a woman. You're not going to become a man, you know. You're not going to become a donkey, you know, or a giraffe or an elephant, you know. This is your karma. That's your karma. And something you're just stuck with, you know. Other things in the mode of goodness, okay, you know, you have your limits, you know, but there's flexibility. Your karma is to have some choices. That's your karma, to have choices. It's the same conclusion as Hamlet. It's the most famous, you know, thing in the English language. Well, somebody, one of the most famous phrases in the world is to be or not to be. That is the
question.
Yeah, even Chinese people, you know, some are. That's what it is. Hamlet's conclusion is everybody has a destiny. And it may be roughly cut, you know, like that. But there are limits like that. You may push it this way, push it that way, but there are limits. And we have to understand, what is my destiny? Right? You know? And then play the part. And when there's choices, make the good choice. Right? And that will give us good karma in the future. You cannot create karma in the mode of ignorance, right? You know, a dog or a cat or a plant, they create, plants especially, they create very little karma, right? Because they have no choices, you know, right? You know, karma is created for them maybe, but they don't create any karma because they aren't doing anything. They're just reacting. But in the mode of goodness, okay, you're given choices now. You know, right? You know? You're in the mode of passion, you're given choices, but the influences are strong. Okay, you discover your daughter has a very unusual disease, you know, and she has to have some medical intervention that will cost, you know, $25,000 within 1 month, like that, or she's going to die. You can't possibly get that money. But then your company is reorganizing, they're, you know, changing into two different divisions, they're moving this way and that way, and the funding is changing. And somebody misplaces, you know, $15,000. It just kind of gets lost in one bank account, and you know where it is. What should you do with that $15,000? Yeah. So give it back to the company, or take it and steal it, and use it for your daughter's surgery. You know, it's like, that's the mode of passion. There's desires for families. You know you should give it to the company. That's honest. I shouldn't steal it. You know? But, you know, so strong. So passion, you know, it's difficult. Ignorance is impossible. Goodness, you have choices. Somebody can be in the mode of goodness with his senses, like nice food, peaceful. Mode of goodness in his mind, think things. And be the deepest ignorance in his intelligence. I am God. You know, or something, you know, like that. So ignorance can be in the mind, the senses, or the intelligence in different combinations, like that. Yeah? Yeah. And that's astrology. The astrologer can look at this and see, like, you know, but it's a very subtle science, you know, like that. Yeah. So, you understand?
Yeah, so this free will is just.
In goodness, yeah. So you make these choices, but yeah, as you get, you know, if you keep using it properly, you say, yeah, it's very obvious. A prisoner who acts properly, he gets less and less control, right? Until finally he's allowed to go to work outside. But he has to be at work at a certain time, has to leave at a certain time, and come back to the confinement by a certain time. But he's allowed to go out. You know? Next thing, okay, you can go home, but every week you have to report, and you have to have a report from your employer. Like that. You know? Next thing, you know, so same thing. So finally you become Brahma. Lord Brahma is conscious of what's happening in three quarters of the universe by his intelligence. He can understand if you'll have children or not, what their names will be, what they will do. You know, he's so intelligent. You know, like that. You know, he's almost like the Paramatma. Like that, you know? But if he misuses that, you know, if he uses it properly, his liberation is guaranteed. So, you know. Yeah. At some point, then Krishna says, okay, now I'm going to give you a transcendental option. It has no reaction in the material world. I'm going to give you the Maha Mantra, right? Yeah, and the intelligence how to use it. Oh, Krishna, give me this. Krishna, give me that. Krishna, give me this. Krishna, give me that. Yeah. Krishna, give me a car. Krishna, give me this. You're misusing the Maha Mantra. Yeah. But oh, Krishna, take away all my selfish desires. Krishna, give me your lotus feet. Right? Wake up my desire to serve you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Inform me how to improve my service to you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No reaction. Yeah? Yeah. You may become rich, poor, ugly, fat, you know, famous. You know. Doesn't influence your service at all. Right? Because your service is something transcendental. One guy told me, he came to the temple, he said, I'm a demon killer for Buddha. So, I mean, you may find demons anywhere, you know, like that. How you kill them, like, you know, with words or something like that. It had nothing to do with the material world. Yeah. This a nod or a flower or a word. You know, to be serving Krishna. You know. But how Krishna reacts, you know, waking up, or the bhava, different levels of bhava, different levels of prema, right? Intensity, like that. So we're waking up that by devotional service. And in the spiritual world, so many subtle things. It's expanding, it's growing, improving. And the Maha Mantra, he teaches how to live in the, how to, you know, live in the spiritual world. Okay? It's a big question. Yeah. Punch minute or.
Just we are involved in the three quality.
Yes.
But in the chapter 7, number 13, it was in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah.
So who cannot overcome these three quality, they cannot know me.
Yeah.
So how we overcome even as a goodness? How we can overcome all these three qualities? Even the goodness also.
Yeah. This is material goodness, which is really passion and ignorance. Mamai vangsa jiva loke. No, that was a good one. Daiva hi esha gunamai. Mama Maya Duraktaya Mamevam Ye Prapadjante Daya Mamevam Ye Prapadjante, something. He surpasses like that. Daya Yesha Gunamaya Mama Maya Duraktaya Mamevam Ye Prapadjante Mayam Evan Tarantite
Mayam
Evan Tarantite. Or Mama Bangsajino as it go. Mamchayo Biacharena Bhakti Yogena Sevate Sagunan Samatijayatan Brahma Bhujayakavate. So many times Krishna mentions by abhicharena bhakti, by surrender to Krishna, then you can surpass the three modes like that. We're in the water and the waves, sometimes the waves are very strong, sometimes they're this way, but if we take hold of the rope to the boat, then, you know, it's different. Yeah. And then we're out of the water like that. So and we can't do that. I mean, Krishna has to come and offer the rope. If Krishna doesn't offer the rope, we don't know. Everything is water. Yeah. This is different. Yeah. So Kripa, mercy, Balaram, Guru, the avatar. Yeah.
So in fact, like we have to surrender to him.
Yeah, that's the beginning. That's the beginning. Yeah, take hold of the rope. Yeah, take hold, take the rope.
Okay.
That's the beginning. But then we have to, you know,
We have to roll.
Yeah, you gotta make work. Yeah. Surrender is the beginning of bhakti yoga. Yeah.
Then we can trust the rules.
Let's go. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nasochati Nakangshati Samasarve Shabhuteshu Bad Bhaktim Labhyate Param. When we see everybody equal, we don't worry, we're not greedy. Yeah. Then Mad Bhakte Labhyate Param. Then we can get bhakti. But Lord Chaitanya is so kind, so kind. He comes, he takes us, you know. We're coming out of the bar, intoxicated, and the devotees are chanting, and we kind of dance with them, singing. Who will not go where there is good music and good food? You know, that's Lord Chaitanya's beginning. Hey, come, there's good food and good music, right? You know, okay, I'll go. You know. But that catches us, wakes us up. You know. Even if we don't know it, you keep coming, you come a few times, it's changing your heart. And then you can begin to understand. That's easier. Oh, okay. You know, like that. Okay. The last question. Channel more. Yeah, you can talk afterwards too.
Okay. Just maybe another. We have some proverb we are using. Like I said, what is loaded cannot be bloated. What is the destiny? Destiny, like as it is. Everything is written by God. Some people they use like this. God is written everything and we are following that. They don't, but this is the, I think it's the wrong way to mention like that. Because we choose our destiny due to our action, due to our activities, due to the way of activities also.
Yeah.
Whether I am taking the Bhakti Yoga or what is the name with that. So it is not, we are creating our way.
Some things are written, and some things are written, and some choices are there. And so that's what you have to discover, you know, is, again, you know, we have a certain body, you have a human body, that's written, you know, for a certain amount of time. So you can't act like a horse, you can't act like a cow, you can't do that, you know. But, okay, with it, okay, this is here. Okay, one story. I finished one story. It's a nice story. One man had a garden, a good big garden, and he had a nice fence around it. And he was growing so many nice things, flowers, vegetables, and getting prizes for his things, and then selling them for good income. So one day the gate wasn't closed too well, and one cow came in, and she started eating things. You know, and this man became so angry he was hitting her, and he killed her. Like that, killed his cow. So at the time of death, the Yamadutas, the agents of you know, hell, they came to get this man, to take him to hell, because he killed his cow, you know, like that. So they came there, you know, horrible guys, ugly, you know, taking you to hell. Why? What did I do? You killed that cow. And he said, everything is written by God. Go. God made me do it, you know. You go arrest God, get out of my garden, you know. So the Yamadutas were confused. They went back to Yamaraj, the superintendent of karma. And they said, this guy said this and that. And he said, oh, okay, all right, okay. You go pick up Bogilal Patel. I know. I'll take care of this guy. So Yamaraj disguised himself as a sailor. And he's walking down the road. And there's a man working in his garden. So Yamaraj leans on the fence, looking like that. And he reaches over and he breaks off one rose, you know. Snap, you know. And the man hears that, goes over and takes the rose and says, what are you doing? You know, I win prizes with these roses. You know, you had no right to do that. This is my rose, you know. And so Yamaraj says, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know. You know, it was so beautiful like that. And the man said, yes, I make the best roses. And Yamaraj says, yes, it's so beautiful. And you're getting prizes. And he said, but it must be so much work. The man says, yes, it's a lot of work. You know, it's my rose. You know? And he says, you must have a lot of help. He says, no, I do everything here myself. Like that. So Yamaraj says, so you're responsible for everything in this garden. He says, yes. And he said, then who killed the cow? So within our little garden, God has given us our little garden. Sometimes, but And that's why it's frightening. Bhagavad Gita says, Vitaraga Bhaya Krodha, enemies of spiritual life, chapter 4, Bhaya. When we realize, I'm actually responsible for what I do, and I'm little, but I'm really responsible. You know? Oh, I don't like it. God does everything. You know? No, so it's spiritual life is because we're great. We're little, but we're alive. And for that reason, Krishna is, you know, watching everybody, because everybody is alive and they're different. He doesn't know what we're going to do. You know, he doesn't know. You know? We have free will. Yeah. And Ananda. Sat Chit Ananda. Ananda is that, you know, love, expression of love. So we can talk a little later. Let's chat a little more and take some prasad. So Lord Chaitanya was, is it Arctic now? Or no? Lord Chaitanya was going through the Jharikhanda forest. He was chanting this mantra. And all the deers and bears and tigers started dancing together. So be very careful how you use this mantra. You can create a big panic in a city here like that. Very simple. Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna
Sukhodidandamas.